Joe Bruno, a colorful, larger-than-life character who once rode his own horse into the venue where state capitol reporters were presenting their annual gridiron show, was leader of the Republican-dominated state Senate from 1994 to 2008. Bruno is known for his ability to bring money, millions of dollars, and major economic projects to his district. A stadium in Troy is named for him, among other enterprises that bear his name. Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose father, the late Mario Cuomo, was governor when Bruno was a state senator, offered condolences.
He was a honorable, respectful, sincere public servant who truly believed what he believed and worked very hard at it.
Bruno was one of the so-called three men in a room leaders, along with the assembly speaker and governor, who controlled most of the major decisions in state government. Here's Bruno speaking in 2007 during a particularly bad budget fight with then-Governor Eliot Spitzer, a Democrat.
Letting them just roll over us and dictate to us would be the wrong thing. That's not democracy. That's not representative government. It's not fun presently. I'd rather be getting along.
Spitzer later left office in a prostitution scandal. But Bruno could also be bipartisan in what was a different era. The son of Italian immigrants, he grew up poor in Glens Falls, was a boxer and Korean War veteran, and he ran a phone company before being elected to the state Senate in 1976. He won the leadership of the Senate in what became known as the Thanksgiving coup, when Bruno formed an alliance with newly elected Governor George Pataki and secretly garnered enough votes from his Senate GOP colleagues to depose then-Senate leader Ralph Marino. Pataki, in a statement, says he's deeply saddened by Bruno's passing. Bruno later formed an alliance with former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, against Republican Pataki when his interests coincided with the Democratic Speaker. Together, they overrode a number of the governor's vetoes. And after initially sparring with the powerful health care workers union, SEIU 1199, over proposed budget cuts, Bruno and then 1199 President Dennis Rivera became friends and even had nearby vacation homes in Puerto Rico. In a statement, Rivera and Greater New York Hospital Association President Ken Raske called Bruno a passionate defender of New York's hospitals and their workers and a wonderful friend who will be sorely missed. Senator Jim Todisco, a Republican from the Schenectady area, was Assembly Minority Leader during part of Bruno's tenure as Senate leader. Todisco says he also considered Bruno to be a friend, and the two former athletes, Todisco played basketball, often exercised together.
I used to kid him that when we'd run, we'd talk about our lives and everything like that. I said, well, I don't know if I really believe that you are a boxer, because when you're a boxer, you have to get hit. And you're the most handsomest guy. Even the governor calls you the most handsomest legislator in the nation. You know, how could you never get hit? He said, I was a great defender. He goes, I dodged a lot. And I said, well, you're doing a lot of that right now, working with the characters out here.
Bruno left public office in 2008, just before he was indicted on public corruption charges. He was tried twice and in the first trial convicted of 2 of 9 charges against him. The conviction was overturned on appeal. A second trial on the remaining 2 charges ended in acquittal. The trials revealed that Bruno and his aides frequently mixed the senator's political and personal business interests. In his later years, Bruno, a widower, was the companion of Kay Stafford, the wife of the late North Country State Senator Ron Stafford. He leaves behind 4 children, several grandchildren, and a great-grandchild. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.